Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denomination and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
Father, help us. The book of Hebrews, the chapter 11. The book of Hebrews, the chapter 11. We'll do from the verse number 1. Hallelujah. Now, wave your hands above your head. Just a right hand for me. And close your eyes. We say, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what the glory sheds on our way, while we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all Moshavaya mountains. We say, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His, just wave your hands as thanksgiving, church. What the glory shares on our way, while we do His good will, wave your hands, church. He abides with us still, and with all who trust. We say, trust and obey. We say, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus' name but to trust. All right. So tonight, I'll be ending whatever the Lord gave us on Friday and Saturday as well. Now, before I proceed, please hear me well. And I'll be very glad if you could lend me your attention in all humility, friends. You know, many of us are walking by assumption, in a sense that we have this feeling that it is God's responsibility to give unto us what we desire and deserve, when our desire does not match our maturity in the spirit. I repeat. It's funny how people have this feeling that because God is all loving, it is His responsibility to give us the things we pray to God for, and God shouldn't actually consider our level of maturity before predisposing the blessing upon our lives. Whereas God says, before I give you what you pray for, there should be that attestation of maturity in the spirit. Because beyond what you see, it is where you have grown to that will give you the power to command. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? So for instance, you may pray that God should give you financial breakthrough, and God says, even though I have the power to bless, I will not give you that financial breakthrough until I see that you have that what it takes to command that power. Because see, anything you have not matured into, when you declare, there's no altar to give honor to that. So most of us in the charismatic field, we have this feeling that just because from time to time we see this fire taking place in our conferences, at least God must give us what we want. And God says His testimony isn't only about what He gives, but what He can make out of you. That is why knowledge is very important in this end time, in all humility. Because it is possible for somebody to grow in church and not grow in Christ. Did you hear me? A lot of believers have gaps in their spiritual understanding because they have not been nurtured according to what the Bible says. So if you are disappointed that God has not honored your request, the question is, what do you know that sponsors what you say? Because the knowledge you have about God will determine the things you can command. Because sometimes what you perceive as the good miracle can send your graveyard. I told you on Friday that if the enemy wants to kill a man's destiny, the enemy sends comfort. Because in God's kingdom, nothing grows in comfortability. That is why, in this time, as you are seeking to know God better, pray that you are given the grace to know God systematically. Because there is no power in truth if the truth cannot be arranged sequentially. So it's funny how people can tell which principle is responsible for what will give them what they want. I need you to know that you have a desire because a spirit resides in you. There's no way a man would ever have a desire until there's a spirit in you. Because what you call an earthly desire is the will of a spirit. Spirits cannot find expression until they give a man a passion. Oh Lord, help me. Talk to me, somebody. So you see, most of you go before the Lord with huge expectation when you are not matured, because in the rest of the spirit, what brings people into power is the knowledge of the kingdom. What you don't know can serve as a limitation to your next level. I'm telling you. Don't tell me you've known God for 17 years. 17 years without 17 years of constructive kingdom knowledge, it means nothing. Talk to me, church. Does it make sense? That is why gradually you see that people are giving up on God, because they assume that the love of God must be strong to give them what they want. You see, if you want to know God for what he does, you only know a part of him. Am I communicating to somebody? I repeat, if you want to just believe in God's credibility for what he does, you would only be short-circuited in power and dominion, because in God's kingdom, the one that knows him for what he does and the one that knows him for what he becomes are two different people. So whenever you come to programs like this, come with that open heart of wanting to hear God's wisdom that brings about kingdom growth so your results can be predictable. If not, your confessions will be far different from your manifestation. A lot of people are confessing things and they ain't manifesting things. Because between confession and manifestation, there has to be the display of kingdom knowledge. Talk to me, church. Yes, sir. Oh, am I communicating friends here? So you realize that when we go to programs and the man of God says, I see the mantle of Elijah, you are overly excited to do what Elijah does. But I want you to know that the display of a mantle takes place when the person the mantle must rest upon carries the same knowledge the person called Elijah had. Am I communicating with somebody? I told you on Friday that God's definition about people leveling up has got nothing to do with their physical testimonies. Now, this is not to say that testimonies are not powerful. Just that God will not entrust you because you prayed for a miracle. In other words, if God gives you answers based on your prayer, and that answer does not come with the backup knowledge that gives you the grace to have that miracle replicated, it came through mercy and not through trust. Let me break it down for you, church. I promise 30 minutes. Eh? Hey. Somebody say flow. No, I promise. I've repented. I promise. I'm telling you. I repeat. Apostle, when I go before the Lord and I pray to him for answers and he gives me the answer and my testimony is just because I prayed and God answered me, and that testimony doesn't give me the knowledge to understand what I did that gave the answer to me, it means God only wanted to show me mercy by giving the miracle. In other words, the miracle that heaven will celebrate will be the miracle that came with knowledge. You didn't hear me? Let me break it down for you again. Apostle Esmond, God's definition for a testimony, it's not what he gave me, but what I discovered. You didn't hear me? Because what you see as something big is minute in God's kingdom.
It is on earth that you value money.
In the realm where God resides, he controls money.
God has never brought anybody into kingdom relevance because of what they have. Because what you have in God's kingdom has no stamina.
You didn't hear me? Am I teaching here?
Apostle, come. So this is my man of God here. If his testimony has got to do with God giving him $1 million, and there was no party he discovered in the spirit that gave him the grace to walk in $1 million anointing, time would help him exhaust whatever he received, because his focus will not be pleasure and not purpose. Because you think a testimony is what God gave, but to God, the testimony is how a man arose. Am I communicating? Because in God's kingdom, no matter who you are, you can never stop growing. Because in heaven, there are more rooms to come up here.
Clap your hands together for Jesus. Please, am I communicating, church? Are we good to go?
So you see, we've limited our love for God, or our love towards God, based on what he can give us. And God says, the realm where I made you from, if all you know about me is the one that gives, but you can't come up hither through intimacy to discover certain covenantal instructions that gives you the grace to command things like God myself, you'll be limited in power. Because in the realm where God exists, people don't pray for things, they command things. You will pray that God should give you things, and a man will command and things will happen. The difference is that somebody has got the patterns. When patterns are placed upon the life of a man, with ease you command answers here. Sometimes, it is not evil that will take a man to hell. Why are you shocked? I'm not talking about hellfire, I'm talking about judgment here. But somebody depleting the honor as well. Sometimes, you not having the understanding of what God thinks of you can make you live a dishonored life. Do you know that if a prince doesn't know who he is, he lives like a slave? Talk to me, church. Look at me. A man's greatest battle would always be about identity crisis. Mama, are you aware that when any time God met men, his interest was not in what he gave them, but what he caused them to become? Because life can make you extra comfortable. And the day you become extra comfortable, death will start calling your name. Talk to me, somebody. That is why I told you yesterday, that if God knows that your testimony will make you not love him the more, he will keep you in that place of pain and torture. Because your soul is more important than the gift. Man of God, I've lived here for 40 years. Anytime I try to gather money, the money will come and the money goes away. I've done all the best I can. Things are still tough. God knows that the character you possess in the now cannot be trusted in the character of the future. Because if God knows that the character in the future will cause you to lose the miracle of the now, he will preserve your soul rather. What you call testimony to him, he calls it a gift. Did you hear me? That's a life at work in heaven. So if you want to see God's goodness for what he does, I bet you, there are many things about God you will say, like, I don't want to serve God again. Meanwhile, that is an act of God's love. You might think God is wicked for killing Jesus, whereas in God's kingdom, to have life, you must first die. Am I communicating, church? So the whole idea of people leveling up is realizing that no matter where they are, there are heights to climb in the spirit. And that height can only be purchased. Am I communicating here? If men cannot identify parties in the spirit, it will be hard for God to trust them. Watch me. There are dimensions in God that people are yet to explore. You see, many believers don't know that all the names we call God in the Bible, they are revelations of people's pain and people's discovery. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. We say, just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Wave your hands and say, why? Your name, why? It's your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name, say, just breathe your name. Oh, how much is in here? So if you are calling God Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Chikino, these were not names that God told the people they should call him with. It was the situation they went through that made them have a name for God. Because that situation gave God a meaning. Talk to me, church. You see, if at this point of your Christian journey, if there's nothing about what you know concerning God that governs your life as a person, you'll be limited. Many believers are living a defeated life, yet they are joyful. Many believers are living a cheerful life, yet they are defeated. Do you know why? Because it is possible for a man to succeed in the wrong thing. Talk to me, church. Oh, am I communicating here? So, God wants you to know that if life is treating you the way it is, and you are comfortable and you don't want to seek for higher dimensions, you will plateau and never go up in life. The rich man said, now that I have enough, let me eat and enjoy myself. That night, the Holy Ghost picked up the man's sword and said, since you claim you are the owner of the physical things, I've also collected what is mine. So let me see what is yours. So that soul was for God. And he says, if you claim you are who you are for what you have, show me where the power lies. In other words, anything that time can take should not make you proud. You are not a mother because you have kids. You're a mother because you discovered a pattern. Oh, did you hear that? Because what God calls babies, you will call them physical children. What he called babies are discoveries. Men who can tell what God is doing in the now. So whatever they do gives them the right representation of God himself. He calls them sons and daughters. Watch me. There are three realms of authority in the Bible. The first authority is when God makes a man a child. So for instance, our brother here has come to realize that the best God can give him is salvation. Salvation is not the ultimate. Salvation is the entry into the kingdom life. The day he gives his life to Christ, he's being saved from sin. Talk to me, somebody. Talk to me, church. Now, that life cannot command exploits. Because what you know about God is that he gives. That realm is too small to host God's person. Because that realm, you are only focused on what God can do for you. And God says, if I see that you remain as a child by asking me for physical things, there are many things you can never have. Look at me, church. Believers who continually pray for things don't even have them. Do you know why? Because all that you receive may not be all that God intends for you. Oh, talk to me, somebody. Oh, am I communicating in church? So he may be praying for physical, and God says, you are still a child because you have not understood that your life is a token of divine expression. Oh, Lord, help me. So all he does is to see if God is good for what he does. When he matures from the realm of a child, when he begins to live the life of God himself, God says, you are now a son. Because the kingdom are for sons and daughters. Talk to me, somebody. The sons don't care about themselves. They care about what God is saying. Talk to me, somebody.
So the Bible says King Saul was the first king of Israel. What happened? He was in search of the father's lost donkey. And someone says, you are here looking for the donkey of the father. When God is looking for a king for Israel, talk to me, church. He was in search of the father's donkey. When God was in search of a king for Israel, when a man becomes a son, you don't search for destiny. Destiny searches for you. Talk to me, somebody. When a man becomes a son, you don't look for the future. The future looks for you. Talk to me, somebody. The future is not outside you. The future is in you.
Am I communicating, church? When a man becomes a son, he doesn't live a life of comfort. They live a life that will make sure that God is ever happy with them. I told you yesterday, it is possible for a man to hear yesterday and miss today. Now, when this man stays faithful in the realm of sonship, where all he does is to give honor to God as a person, you know what happens to him in the spirit? God now will use his lifestyle as the system where others must migrate to know him, God. These are called the realm of an elder. Oh, you are taught to believe that God is good for what he does. Sometimes he can allow pain to afflict you. And he will expect you to keep an uncompromised passion of what to think of him. Many people have this feeling that God is only good when things are good. He can let bad things happen to you. And he wants to see if you can still keep the same posture of the person who believes in God. Apostle Paul says, what at all would ever separate me from the love of the Father? God can allow your children die like Job. Some of you don't know that in the realm of the spirit, angels are taking marks of you. Some of you are here, angels are actually doing a deliberation about your own life. Some of you don't know that in the spirit, the devil is telling God that this lady or this man only loves you because of what you do for him. And God says, allow and tempt this man's life. If everything should go bad, what will confession be like? I'm telling you. Sometimes the more you pray, the harder things become. I'm telling you. Sometimes the more you pray, the harder things become. And God will be quiet just for you to go through pain. Because the silence of God is also another message. If God is not speaking, he's only saying something. But you have not trained yourself to understand the silence of God. Lift your hands above your head. We came to raise a remnant that will stand in honor of God. I'm telling you that things will not make us comfortable. We will seek for higher dimensions. Lift your hands above your head. God is looking for women that can stand like Mary and proclaim the goodness of the Lord, that no matter what happens, God shall be king. Lift your hands above your head. God is looking for men that will say, no matter what, I will stand in all of you. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My father, my father, why have you forsaken me? Rejection is redirection. No matter what happens, God shall be king. Lift your voice and say, glory. Keep it over me. I want to ascend, but I don't have time. Tell somebody, level up. Are you blessed? Oh. I told you yesterday. I haven't begun preaching. I'm just doing a recap here. Amazon. I told you 2 days ago, many niggas get a revelation here. It was not God that told Abraham to have faith in him. It was the obedience that Abraham had for God that God defined that part in faith. Abraham didn't have a teacher. His obedience became a teacher. He didn't have anybody to say, you have to pray every morning. No. By divine inspiration, God says, what you've done is called faith. And I told you that the reward that God gave the man was not just Isaac. It was an identity. Let me break it down for you. I want you to know that in God's kingdom, A man's wealth is the image you carry.
You need to hear me. Watch me.
If I'm to give our brother here a Gucci face towel, something about the brand will make him feel extra comfortable. All because it has a Gucci brand, two of us. Talk to me, church. The difference between this face towel and any other face towel is the Gucci sign. Am I right? Now, the person that made Gucci has died long ago, two of us. But something about the image they carry gives them physical relevance. Does it make sense? Now, God says what he wants to give you is bigger than this time. Because anything given in time dies in time. So he will grant you an image that will give you eternal relevance. In the sense that it is what you do that will give you honor in God's kingdom. Because your perception will be spiritual. So many people don't know that it is what they do in obeying the voice of God that gives them power to become sons of God. In other words, if all you know about God is all the Bible says, even though it's the Bible, you are still limited. Do you know why? Because what you read is a letter. What it says is the Spirit. I search all over, still can't find nobody. I look high and low. I don't have time. Somebody say glory.
Glory.
Somebody say glory.
Glory.
Clap your hands, church. Are you blessed already? Are you sure? So, Apostle, yesterday I gave our people a perfect example here. That we may celebrate you for marrying a woman. And heaven may still be asking themselves, why are the people clapping for you? Because what you call marriage on earth is the bringing of a man and a woman. What God calls marriage is the trust he has for you. Because the Bible didn't say that when Adam was created, that was the same day God gave him Eve. It was after some time when he began to till the ground. And God says, I think it is best for this man to have a woman. It came because the guy was responsible in the parties he obeyed in God. And the reward was a woman. In other words, a woman God gives is a reward life can give you. So you don't pray for things until you're matured to that realm to command things. Because praying for things you have not grown into will not give you the power to access them. Do you know why? Because prayer is for intimacy, growth is for capacity. So it will take the discovery of what God tells you in prayer that will give you answers. And I told you on Friday that if people must discover parties in the spirit, it starts with obeying what God says. You cannot serve God and choose which part of God you want to obey. It's impossible. If there has to be the holistic build-up of a man, God says, obey my word. And one thing that will make you know that what God has said is that every instruction may look bigger than your noun. If the word of God must meet you in comfort, it's likely a demon spoke to you. He will tell you, leave your father's house. He will tell you that Moses, forget the pleasure and the honor of the kingdom and then seek for me in the burning bush. He will tell you that do away with anything that makes you happy and seek for me. Instructions that will make you a king or a queen will actually cause you pain. Sometimes you may have to die to what makes you happy to make him happy. I'm telling you, if people must actually become priests in the spirit, where they stand as kingdom systems, where God depends on them, he will tell them, follow this pattern. You see, anybody God cannot trust is somebody God has not tested yet. I'm an animal of voices. So why would God allow my wife die after I prayed for years? So is God that wicked not to listen to my prayer to allow my wife die? Is God this bad to allow my child die just because I prayed? No, how true is this thing I'm doing? Are you sure I'm not acting up just to fake up? If God is good, why would evil? I hear people say, why would God allow evil things happen to good people? You know your problem? Your definition for what is good is what a man does. God's definition for good is what a man becomes.
Rabbi,
thou art a good man. And he says, why do you call me good? For none on earth is good apart from God. In other words, if God does not see the dimension of his life in you, he can't call you good. Look at me, church. Be ready to lose what makes you happy. If patterns must be discovered where people will continually level up. Remember in the place of John the Beloved, the Bible says he was killed in Patmos. They left him to die. Now, I told you yesterday, when a man stands in between conviction and feeling, and his feeling becomes stronger than conviction, wisdom has died. Peter, do you love me more than these things? No. Man of God, we know you want to build a credible ministry. Ministry is first you and God before you and the church. You didn't hear me? You can stand and sing to men, and God will say, what you're doing doesn't have volume. Now, if you are ready to ask God why, you can never go high. I'm telling you. If you must level up, there are things he will let you lose. You see, many people don't know that the character they possess in a place of pain is a real prophecy. If pain changes you and makes you a negative person, it means you were never genuine. Because everything in life lies at rest until change has been applied to that. And pain will do that. Oh! You see, let me ask 7 people to give $1,000 now just to pay for this program. You won't do it. Do you know why? Because you want to be convinced to do something because you feel that when you give, God will give you more. Wait. He gave you the power to live life. When he takes away the life, what you have becomes incredible. There's nothing, you see, there's nothing about life a man should wrestle for apart from God himself. Oh, watch me. It is the level of the pain you bear that will tell us the height you can command. Number 2. If you must level up, when he sees that you are now obeying his word, he begins to check the state of your heart. Do you know why? Because the state of a man's heart tells us what a man is. You didn't hear me? Apostle, tell the church that a man's life is mirrored through his heart. Look at me. Abraham became a blessing when he actually matured to give up on Isaac. Do you know why? Because everything God gave him now became so okay and comfortable with him that God knew that it would be hard for such a man to obey my voice after Isaac has come. So God says, let me slash Isaac out of your heart so I can do with you what I say. You see, when God knows that your heart is connected to certain things in life, you know what happened? He'll have to let that thing cause you pain so your heart can become transmitted for him. Because once the heart is disdained, life will not be purified. Oh, the purity of a man's heart gives a man righteousness. I want to ascend. Moses. Watch me. I wish I had time. Should I close now? I should flow. Hey. Can you imagine? Clap your hands together for Jesus. Apostle, can you imagine I didn't preach today? I tried to do recap and then the Holy Ghost took over. Can I say this to you, friends? And I'm closing here. The third thing that God will let you do when he wants to level up. So number 1, obedience. checking the state of your heart. Number three, he will check if you are living the life he created for you. Many people are not living the life God created for them. They are living the life they created for themselves. The life you create for yourself, and you bring that life to God as a gift, he can't honor that life. Because anything God did not start, his presence cannot continue. So if you chose to live your dream life, neglecting the voice of Elohim, just because what you want to become is more important than the voice of God, that life has no honor in heaven. You didn't hear me? Never think because you're a medical doctor, heaven sees you as a medical doctor. In fact, destiny in heaven just opposed with a man's gift to give you credence. If you must be called the truthful servant, it is based on the life he told you to live. Soldiers don't have life until the commander says so. You move at the command of your leader. So telling me that you are living the life that makes you comfortable, neglecting what he says, will let you live a physical life. Watch me. You will never enter into heaven and hear somebody being called a faithful nurse or a faithful doctor or a faithful millionaire. He will call you a faithful steward. Hear this message. The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 22. Let the media help me, please. The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 22. I want to ponder on this and I close here. Azov, how are you? Hear this message. When God opened my eye, I was shocked. Please let me see by hand if you are getting blessed today. Are you? All right. The book of Acts. Where are the media guys?
Book of Acts.
I'm supposed to use mine.
The book of Acts, chapter 7, the verse number 22. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of Egyptians, and was mighty in word.
He was learned in everything. The Bible says he lived in Egypt and was everything.
And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in word and deed. Now, he was 40 years old. It came to his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel.
Watch this. Remember, for 40 years, he was groomed as an Egyptian, not as an Israeli. Hear this. He didn't know his mother. He was 3 months old, but he was left at the bank of the river. So every identity that he had as a person was an Egyptian. Without anybody telling him that you are an Israeli, the Holy Ghost imprinted it upon his heart after 40 years. Hear this. Meaning, you can live life for 85 years, for 70 years, and according to God, you have still not started yet. It took Moses 40 years to uncover or discover God's intent for him. The Bible says he was linguistic. He could speak, an orator, learned. So many educated men are not living purposeful life. Iba ho, Iba. Iba ho, Iba. So just imagine me bragging here that Prophet Benjamin Forjo, you have your master's in this, and God says, wow, these are physical credentials, but the realm where I want to ascend so I can bring about my kingdom, you are nowhere close to that. The Bible says for 430 years the Israelites were praying for deliverance. And God says, your deliverance among you. But I should make the deliverer know that whatever he did for 40 years means nothing. Look at me. Look at me. There are two lives everybody has. Your physical life and destiny life. The physical life are the choices you make. Destiny life is the voice you obey. The day you begin to align how you live to his voice, you don't live a life of your own. You become the expression of God himself. So watch this. I need you to know that there is a location people must enter in the spirit to be entrusted by God to level up. And if destiny is not emotion, God cannot function with you. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? I hear people say a lot that if you must discover your dream and your talent, take a good look at your passion. What do you love to do the most? Listen to me. It may be true, yet it may not be spiritual. Because the truth must have its root in spirituality. So if a truth cannot have its root in spirituality, it loses power to become the truth. Now, what can my friends? I want you to know, you know, humility, that you can be 40 years, 50 years, and according to God, you have still not lived. My last word. Isaac married a lady called Rebecca. When she was pregnant, God told her, your purpose is that you will make sure that the younger one becomes greater than the elder one. When Isaac was about to die, he called for the son Esau and said, make me a venison so I eat and then die. Rebecca heard it and gave the secret to Jacob. When Jacob gave the food to the father now blessed him. After that time, we didn't hear anything about Rebecca again. If she lived for 100 years, the whole purpose of 100 years training was that she would be inclined spiritually in the now moment. So when Isaac seeks to release upon someone like the blessing, she will have the strength to command that force. In other words, the reason why God created Rebecca was that come and stand and help Jacob become Israel. You know why? Because in God's kingdom, a man's beginning is as important as a man's future. Because the past does not die, the past only hides. Mene kamalu varanases. Elemaya. God sits on high and is looking at people making certain choices, and he wonders what led them to do this. Look at me. Anything you've succeeded at that God did not speak to you about it, the devil became the foundation. Because there can never be an explosion if there's no partnership between the spirit and the bride that says come. If you must level up, three things. Obedience. Number two, the state of your heart. He making sure that you do away with anything earthly. I told my members online that seeking what is true is not seeking what is desirable. The heart means circumcision. You peel off your skin. As painful as it is, you peel it off. Because covenant can never be enacted until there's blood. Number three, he checks if the life you live in the flesh is the life of destiny. Watch me. If you are happy in life and destiny is unaware of who you are, the happiness has no hope. When you go back to your homes, go with one word. I'm created as an envoy of God's possibility. Yet, I can only be a limitation when I don't understand what he means.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on website is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.